Good morning, everybody. Welcome to worship today. The warmest of welcomes to those of you who are here gathered in the sanctuary, and for those of you who will be listening later to the service as it's recorded. Welcome. Welcome to Resurrection Lutheran Church here in Franklin, North Carolina. Good news, we've had our video equipment installed, and we'll run some test runs this week, and hopefully next Sunday we'll be running live stream, so we'll get that information out to everybody, for those who have asked me about that, so that they could join us from afar and other sundry places. So we're excited about that new way of reaching people in ministry here at Resurrection. And we'll continue to be developing our technological presence here, hopefully in the years and months or as we move forward. So very excited about that. Announcements today, we have quite a few in your bulletin that I want to call your attention to. One regarding the Wednesday night Bible class in Hazeville. I put some Bible studies out there for you, and they're all gone, so I got to make more copies. So if you want one before you leave, make sure you see me. I'll make sure you get a copy for those who are meeting there in Hazeville on Wednesdays. My hope is to maybe do a 4 or 5 week Bible class in Silva or some area where we've got a group of our members who have to drive. So again, that's through the mindset of my bringing, not necessarily church, but Bible class to you. You don't have to drive here all the time. So I'm excited about offering that. So once we conclude in Hazeville, then I'll be looking to come to a different community. So if there's a group of you that'd like for me to come out and do a Bible class for 4 or 5 weeks, Silva or Otto or wherever, I'm happy to do that, even Georgia. So that'll be fun. I enjoy doing it. So keep that in mind. We've got the Tuesday morning class, which will not be meeting this week, but does meet over here in the room next to me. Pastor John leads that at 10 o'clock. Other opportunities to serve are listed here. Just take a look at all of those. I know a couple of you have some other announcements that you wanted to add. So at this time, Ken, did you have something?
Yes. And here comes Kenny's begging again. But I promise I'm not begging, I'm actually pleading today. I sent out some videos, stuff I got from Bishop Antoine in Haiti, of the village that I lived in over there, and places to go whenever I was back. Anyway, I thought that was something.
Everybody's okay.
But if you haven't seen the videos I have,
yeah, thank you, Ken. Other announcements. Dorothy, did you have something you wanted to say, too?
There will be no singing choir practice this week. And I need bell players. I have lots of bells back there for kids, but I don't have enough people.
We need some ding-a-lings, folks. Come on now. This is where it's positive and it's good, right? Okay, thank you, Dorothy. I appreciate that. And singing choir, too, by the way, if you want to take a guy. Believe it or not, I'm going to join y'all eventually, so I hope I don't scare everybody off there. Other announcements for the church family? Very well, then. Thank you for the information. Your service order will be in your bulletin. We'll follow that. Everything you need will be there on this Holy Trinity Sunday. Hey, Holy Trinity Sunday. So as we prepare for worship, I invite you to quietly meditate as we listen to the prelude.
Trinity and
the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him, because he has shown mercy to us. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins,
God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
I invite the congregation to kneel, sit, or remain standing. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand for the hymn of praise. Responsively, part one of the Athanasian Creed. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic faith. Whoever does not
keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally.
And the Catholic faith is this,
that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the substance.
For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinite, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a true faith, and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty. Keep us steadfast in this faith, and defend us from all adversities. For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. I invite the children forward for our sermon time together.
Did you have a really good Memorial Day weekend? Did you? Did some good things? Well, I know as a mom, when we would have big festivities, the next day for me always meant a lot of washing. So, in thinking about that, I brought these things today. What are these? Hangers. And what do you do with them? You hang clothes. Well, now, would this hanger work? And I brought this one because it's really old. I don't think you even find them anymore. Would it work really well if we were missing this side? It wouldn't be the same, would it? Well, I brought another hanger. This one's a little bit newer. But this is Trinity Sunday, so we're going to be thinking and listening about God and the three persons that are in God. And I thought this hanger would really be a good way to remember, not only today, but any time you hang your clothes from now on, your whole life. So there are three sides to this hanger, right? This side's a little bit longer, but when we're thinking about God, we want to think about the sides being all the same, like a triangle, that's right. And I thought about bringing a triangle, but I didn't have one. So, we see these three sides, and on this, we see that one side is the Father, and he chose us before creation. And we're going to listen to the Bible about the whole creation story today. And in that story, there are examples of how God's three persons were there. So God chose us before even creation. He knew us already then. He knows the future. Well, he just knows everything. Yeah. That's right, because he can see. So, on this side is the Son, and he, what did he do? He saved us, that's right. And down here, I have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does a lot for us, but basically, he seals us. So he does a lot of work to keep us with him. And so this is what we have right here, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, I have a heart right here. Because that's right, and Jesus is also God. So God loves us. This part, do you see anything in the room that looks like this? Look at back there. There's a shepherd's staff hanging, right? This reminds me of the shepherd's staff, and that's why I put a heart there, because God reaches out and brings us in, grabs us. And so he keeps us for himself. That's why I put the heart there. That's right. So now, the next time that you hang up your clothes, what are you going to think? That's right. Jesus brought us to him, and we have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as our God. And it looks like a fishing hook. You're right. So, all right. So, I also wanted to say that while I'm going to be doing the reading today, and while I'm doing the reading, God spoke. And so God the Father spoke, and everything was created by his words, all right? The Holy Spirit, if you listen for that, hovered over the water. So listen for that. And then God said, let us make man in his image. So that's why in Holy Trinity Day, we think about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a day that we celebrate that God, well, it's actually today. It's today. That's right. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being with us. Thank you for showing us that there are three persons in the Trinity. And thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Uh-huh. They can be a lot of things, can't they? Lots of things are threes, right?
I'm a little sister, a big sister, and a dog.
That's great. All right, so I think there's Sunday school today? All right. So have a good time in Sunday school.
So I am privileged to read to you the creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, in which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 2, various verses. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, 'I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, and I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, and he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool.' Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the message is the gospel reading from St. Matthew. And on this today, this Sunday, Holy Trinity, during the course of the service today, we'll be speaking responsively. We began earlier and we'll continue with the remaining parts of the Athanasian Creed. And we do this once a year on this Holy Trinity Sunday, as it is a custom in Lutheran churches around the world to include this creed in our service. So we here at Resurrection aren't any different than the other Lutheran churches in that regard.
But why do we do this? Why do we speak this creed? Why do we include it in our service? If you will, let me ask you to hearken back to your catechism days. Do you remember the meaning of the word creed? Basically, it just means I believe, statement of belief. Remember the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. We call these ecumenical or universal creeds. We find them in the Book of Concord, the Confession of the Lutheran Church. Although they're not written by the Reformers, but by the fathers of the ancient church, they are nonetheless important in the Christian faith. All three speak of the person and work of Jesus Christ in relation to the Holy Trinity, the three persons in one God. They speak of the names of the Trinity. And together we gather weekly to say, I believe in these names. Names are important, aren't they? Since coming here to Resurrection as your pastor, I've been working on learning everyone's name and matching them with the faces of those names. And I'll tell you what, I'm very appreciative of the patience that you have shown to me during this process of my learning the names of each of you. It is important to me that I know each and every one of you, your names. Why? Because names matter. They are important. If they weren't important, parents wouldn't spend time thinking of names to place on their children. Names which they will carry for the rest of their lives. See, names are an important part of identity as well. Names and identity have even been extended to household pets as people spend time in this process of naming them. Two of my daughters recently adopted dogs, and needless to say, there was a whole lot of discussion about what to name them. When we look at the gospel reading today for this Holy Trinity Sunday, go and make disciples of all nations, every man, woman, and child, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you. Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Well, we Lutherans like to ask questions. So what does this mean? And why would we ask this question of what this means to us? Well, Pastor, that's the Great Commission. Well, yeah, we know this is the Great Commission. But what does it mean to carry this charge or this command of our Lord and Savior in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit? What does this mean today? And why would we read this text on this Holy Trinity Sunday? Well, I established the context early in the message. Names are important. Names mean something. The triune name of Almighty God especially means something. And this brings up an interesting point. You see, it's the name of Almighty God singular. Jesus doesn't say, make disciples of all nations in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. We sometimes might hear this, but that's not what Christ is saying. And this is important to point out. And the Athanasian Creed so plainly states this. The Godhead of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit is one. There are not three eternals, but one eternal. Not three almighties, but one almighty. One singular name of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is important. It means something. Okay, so what? How does that have anything to do with the Great Commission? And what does it have to do with us today as we gather in God's house and in our homes to listen? You know, sometimes our daily lives as Christians tend to take on this all too familiar feel, doesn't it? Sometimes you may have said to yourself, okay, is this it? The struggle, the sacrifice, the heartache that comes with living a faithful life in an unfaithful world. And Pastor, you come to me today with all of this theological stuff about the Trinity and one God and a singular name. I need more than this. And it's easy for a congregation to fall into this mindset. There just has to be more to what's going on than what you're telling us. What else is there? What else do I need to do? Brothers and sisters, today is the day that Almighty God reminds us of how special and powerful His name truly is. For as baptized children of God, we bear this name, this Trinitarian name, on our heads and in our hearts, marking us as one redeemed by Christ the Lord. You see, God Himself puts His name on us in the waters of holy baptism. And that means something too. It means eternal life, complete forgiveness, and a peace that passes all understanding. There is no other name, not Allah, Buddha, or any of the powerhouse wisdom of tabloid names today that you may choose from, none that can bring the love, forgiveness, and everlasting salvation that's found only in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yes, the names of this world may mean something to the children of Adam, but they mean nothing to God. And without God's almighty name, the name that He Himself puts on us, we are lost and condemned. Lost and condemned. And that's how special this name is. And that's how special you are in the eyes of Almighty God. He loved you so much that He sent His one and only Son to live and die for you, all so that you could bear His name for all eternity. And that's why this Great Commission text is appropriate for today, for we will begin next week that portion of the church year that focuses on the life of the church in the world in which we live. It's easy to forget the fact that the incomprehensible and unconditional love of God is for everyone, all nations, every man, woman, and child, even those we don't like. God so loved the world, the whole world, that He gave His only begotten Son to die for it. And it's easy to forget this simple command our Lord gave us regarding faithful outreach and evangelism and disciple making. Go and make disciples of all nations, everyone, by bringing them to the font so that God Himself can wash away the death sentence of their sin, and put His life-giving, life-saving name on them, thereby marking them as a redeemed child of God. Go and make disciples by letting God work in His Word. Make disciples by teaching the Word of God, all of it, the law and the gospel. You see, this triune name of Almighty God means something. It's powerful. It's dynamic. It accomplishes that which He purposes. It makes true and faithful disciples. Whether in worship service or Bible study or catechism, the name of God Himself serves to open our ears, our eyes, and our hearts to the reality of God with us, Emmanuel. Almighty God is keeping His word. Behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age. And this life-giving name of our triune God, it echoes in our ears, our minds, and our souls. It reminds us of just how special we really are. Special enough that God was willing to die for us so that we could bear His name to others. Wherever the divine name is spoken, there is God. Name equals presence. And that's why His name is so precious and not to be taken in vain. It means something. So look around you. Look around you. You're not witnessing something special as though you are sitting on the sidelines watching what's going on around you. No, as baptized and believing children of God, you are part of something very special. You belong to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You bear His name. That's important. That means something. On the night of October 15th, 1940, approximately 480 German aircraft dropped hundreds of tons of high explosives as well as thousands of incendiary bombs on London. The incendiary bombs were something new. While Londoners sought refuge in basements, the city above burned out of control above them. And if this were to continue, all of London would burn to the ground eventually. Winston Churchill quickly chided, "To the basement must be replaced by to the roofs." Soon the people no longer went into hiding when these nightly bombings began. Rather, with little to no protection, they took to the streets and rooftops to scout and put out fires, thereby saving much of their beloved city. Consider this. What if the disciples of Jesus hadn't taken to the rooftops of the world? What if they had remained in the basements of Jerusalem or Galilee, waiting for the Lord to return? Brothers and sisters, the world is burning down in sin around us. And this is more incendiary than any man-made bomb that could be thought of, constructed, or used. Let us go and be God's presence in this burning world. Let us be the scouts who, by and through God's grace and mercy, are the hands and feet that bring the good news that puts out the fires of sin that burn around us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, our friend and Savior, be with us until our time has come. Through the work of the Holy Spirit, keep us immovable in faith and obedient to your gospel until you call us home. Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you, for you are worthy to be praised. You bring us to our heavenly Father. Remind us of the victory you've won for us through the shedding of your precious blood, and send forth peace and hope into the lives that we may eagerly accept these good gifts that overcome every fear and frustration of the world. Lead us that we may bear your name to others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
I invite the congregation to stand as we continue in our worship folder on page 8. With part 2 of the Athanasian Creed, we speak responsively. Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so also are we prohibited by the Catholic religion to say that there are three gods or lords. The Father is not made nor created. The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. Thus, there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another.
None is greater or less than. But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. We continue with the prayer of the church. I invite you to turn in your worship folder to page 14 of your bulletin as we lift up names of those on our hearts and minds during our time. We also add those who are traveling, for there are many traveling over the summer months and in the coming weeks, as well as those who are affected by the floods in Haiti. You may lift up silently during our time of prayer those who are on your hearts and minds. Holy, holy, holy Lord of Sabaoth, we bless your name. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Guard your church, purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Keep her in the true faith without error, schism, or compromise, until that day when you welcome her home as your spotless bride. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, as the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the deep, you uttered your word and the world was created. In the waters of holy baptism, you have spoken our names and declared us righteous. You have drawn us to Jesus, the light of life, and saved us. Let his light now shine through us, that others may see our good works and give glory to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your abiding presence in all times of life, especially in our homes, by your word. Protect our youth from all temptation and sin. Lead broken families to confess their wrongs to you and to each other, and to forgive each other as in Christ you forgive them. Open the hearts of all folks who are married, that their love for each other may never grow weary, but deepen and grow through every joy and sorrow shared. Be with the elderly as they cope with physical limitations and weaknesses. Give them spiritual strength to cling to your mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In government and law, Father, you work to establish and preserve order, protecting the weak and fostering godly virtue. Bless our president, our governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Bless all who defend us in the armed forces, aid us in the emergency and medical fields, or inform us. Hinder those who oppress any people with mistruth, violence, or fear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty Father, as you continue to uphold your creation, be with us as we still suffer under the curse of sin. By your will, grant healing to the sick, comfort to the lonely, relief to those whose hearts are heavy with grief, and aid to those who are in any need. We especially pray for Pam, Dorothy and Eleanor, Les, Glenn and Sue, Mike, Carl, Steve, Kimberly, Tom, Jackie, Ken, Brenda. Lord, there are others on our hearts and minds whom we lift up to you silently. Hear us now as we pray. Almighty Father, we lift up to you Andy Strum and all those who serve in our armed forces. We lift up Alan, Lindsay, and Josie, who serve as missionaries in England. Antoine, those in Haiti affected by the floods. We continue to pray for our Great Beginnings preschool staff and families. Bless, keep them safe, that we may minister to those families and be your hands and feet in the community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Father, in the blessed sacrament your Son gives, his body is the bread of heaven and his blood is the cup of salvation. Help us to receive this blessed sacrament with faith and show forth the fruits of the Spirit in lives of faith, repentance, and goodness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And Heavenly Father, again, we lift up all those affected by violence and incidences of violent weather. Lord, we especially again pray for those in Haiti who are affected by the floods. May we be led by your Spirit to be your hands and feet in service to those and in assistance in ways that you lead us to serve and help. We ask your blessing and safe travels to those who are on the road, for there are many, Lord, not only in our church, but around the country and world. We ask your blessing and your safety and travels to those who are going near and far. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. all these things and whatever else you know that we need. Grant us, Father, for the sake of Him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue in our worship folder with the offerings, which may be placed in the baskets at the exit or mailed to the church or through direct deposit. I invite you to turn to page 9 as we sing our offertory hymn, 786, Lord of All Good. To the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who with Your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord. In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance, of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name evermore, praising You and saying, Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me." In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of Me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
the bottom of page 12 of your worship folder with the dismissal. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul till life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. We speak responsively, part 3 of the Athanasian Creed, printed on the top of page 13. But it is also necessary for everlasting salvation that one faithfully believe the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Therefore,
it is the right faith that we believe and confess
that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time both God and man.
He is God, begotten from the substance of the Father before all ages, and he is man, born from the substance of his mother in this age.
Perfect God and perfect man, composed of a rational soul and human flesh.
Equal to the Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity. One, however, not by the conversion of the divinity into flesh, but by the assumption of the humanity into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by the unity of birth.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and the man is one Christ,
who suffered for our salvation, ascended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead,
ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty. From hence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
And his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies and give an account concerning their own deeds.
And those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.